My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, if you're looking for Tigers, we've done the first 2 hours on them. We're going to get right back into them. Odyssey.com Rewind. But the Red Wings do open tonight. And I wanted to have this conversation with Kenneth G. Cott, who will be live at the game tonight signing autographs. We enter, I don't even remember what year of the Iser plan is this?
This is year 6 of the Iser plan. He's had since 19. His first full year was 19.
Got it. All right, so we're in year 6. And I found something interesting, Kenneth, because I know what I want to say, but betting odds don't agree with it. We all want the Red Wings to make the playoffs. Like, it doesn't seem like that big of an ask. Shout out Lomas Brown. It just doesn't seem like in a sport where over half the teams make it, we're not asking for much. However, here are the betting odds. To make the playoffs, courtesy of FanDuel, the Panthers are minus 430. The Devils are minus 430. The Rangers are minus 330. So that's three teams. All right. No problem. Five spots left. Hurricanes, minus 320. Maple Leafs, minus 300. All right, well, three spots left. Wings got to be somewhere. Lightning minus 230.
Down to two.
Bruins minus 185. All right, well, then they got to be the last team, the eighth choice. Wrong. Senators minus 105.
Dun, dun, dun.
Islanders even money. The Penguins plus 125. And then the Wings at plus 140 as the 11th best odds to make the playoffs. Do with it what you will. But, Kenny, here is my question to you. If the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman blank.
Steve Yzerman is on the hot seat, and it depends how that season goes, because it could be a little worse than that for me. I can't do another one of these. We're in year 6, Mike. This is the 6th year of a rebuild. We're not doing the Ken Holland plan of, oh, okay, 10-year rebuild. Yeah, I don't think anybody's cool with that, but what I can't deal with is preseason. I have looked at every expert projection of how this season is going to go, and I haven't seen one with the Red Wings higher than the last seed in the wild card, but most of them have the Red Wings missing, and I just can't keep doing this.
So here's where I've arrived at. I think conversation about Yzerman job security is fruitless because he's got a limitless runway. I mean, it's just obvious. So I'm not interested in having conversations that are pointless. But here's where I've arrived at. I wanted to know from you, Kenny, if this is a safe space. If they miss the playoffs, he no longer gets to do it his way. That his way failed. And changes have to get made. Meaning ideological changes. Oh, I don't want to give out term. Too bad. I don't want to make a bold trade. Wrong. We're going to wait for a Sebastian Cosa to start 70 games in 2026. Wrong. I want to know where you're at with it.
I think that's a completely fair way to look at it, because in year 6, scraping into the playoffs and doing things your way and being stubborn about contract term and being stubborn about your rookie philosophy, right now you still have a bunch of guys in Grand Rapids that should be either here, and if they're not, they should be trade pieces. I'm not saying clear out the system via trade, but I'm saying there has to be real.
Think about this. We had an offseason, right? And what was the complaint? Okay, well, Valeni's a neophyte with hockey. Fine. All I know is, metrically, you did not get tangibly better in any way, shape, or form this offseason. In an offseason, you had $30 million in cap space. Did you get better between the pipes? No. Did you get better along the blue line? Absolutely not. And did you get better up front? No. You simply brought Kane back. So, guess what? Vegas agrees with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Mike, unless Husso, Lyons, or Talbot becomes that guy in goal.
You got three goalies. You don't have one.
And I said, unless one all of a sudden just elevates himself and you're like, wow, where did this come from?
And here's the problem. You know what? None of them are set up to thrive unless this defense gets massively better. And I again, on paper, I don't see that. Now, you want to say, well, some of the kids, fine, show me.
I think that's what we're leaning on, though, is Seider taking another step. Edvinson's here for his first full season. I think he takes his step because I actually liked what I saw out of him at the end of last year. Now, I guess they're sticking him with Petrie, which is, I think, a mistake. But again, we'll see. And this
Why is Petrie even here?
I was thinking that as well.
Don't know.
that's kind of what I wanted for the Tigers, right?
That's what I wanted them to address in the offseason, though, is why is Petrie? Why do I have to look at Petrie tonight? Why am I going to LCA and watching Petrie play hockey?
So I'd like to know, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, do we have a right to say blank about Yzerman? Or are you on the other side of it? And you go, well, guys, how can you expect something when they have the 11th best odds? Look, you just get into a space where it's like, no, I'm not directly putting Yzerman against Scott Harris. No, because Scott Harris didn't expect this. This isn't even Scott Harris's doing. This is voodoo. You have breakfast with your manager, and it's about surviving till the end. Not plotting the greatest run in history. But it does get to a point where you're like, okay, if not now, when? And at the end of this season, if they don't make it, like it's just clear his way didn't work. So he will be charged with doing it a different way. You can't just keep slamming your head against a urinal.
Well, it's funny that you say, oh, well, you can't possibly expect that much because they have the 11th best odds for the people who think that way. And whose fault would that be, Steve? Whose fault would that be that you have the 11th best odds?
I know. And clearly, betting odds are not some gospel. I just thought, much like Kenny, you start looking around, you go, okay, well, who's got the Wings in the playoffs? And it's no one. And then you look at the betting odds, and it's not expected. And then I go back to the shows that we did where Kenny and I were upset about the summer, and we got chastised. And I go, okay, well then, what's the point of any of this then? If I never have to get better, if the moves I make don't result in people thinking we're good, or Las Vegas, most importantly, where dollars are won and lost on, I'm fascinated. Where does this go? Because, man, if they don't make the playoffs, at a minimum, how would you not have the opinion, the Iser thing, it ain't it. Now, Steve obviously ain't going nowhere, but he's got to change. Now, is that not the fairest compromise I can make?
It is, Mike. And let's just say the quiet part out loud. If the person running the Wings' name was John Smith, I don't think he would still be around this long. But it is Yzerman, and we're all waiting for that for him to sprinkle the magic and for it to all change. And we're about to go into year six, and as of now, it doesn't look that way.
You're the 11th team in the East by betting odds.
Thought that you would do some big spending in the offseason. You brought back Patrick Kane. That was your big spend.
And you
signed your guys.
And even worse, that Ken Kell woo 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 song is now stuck in my head. So there's that.
Perfect.
Woo woo woo.
248-539-9797. David, any ticket text? I know it's Tigers Day, but I didn't want to just omit the Wings because they are going to be a story down the line, and there has to be, I would imagine, from that passionate fan base, a level of expectation of, come on, we got to make the playoffs here.
Well, someone speaking your language, Rico, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman needs to be fired. Any other GM would have been fired, but because of his name, he's still here.
Right, but we're dealing in reality, folks.
Correct.
You could say what should happen.
So his name is Steve Yzerman, and it's not going to just happen like that.
It's like saying Bill Belichick in New England. Well, any other coach, yeah, they would have been let go sooner. But he's not any other coach. He's Bill Belichick. All I'm asking for is a seed change in how they do business if they don't make the playoffs. Look, Steve may get the last laugh. Maybe 2 months from now, the Red Wings are a story again. And they're red hot, and someone has stepped forward between the net. And now all of a sudden we look like we have a legitimate rotation of six defensemen, with one of them being a young Ray Bourque. I don't know. But on paper, I look at this and I'm wholly not excited.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. David.
Guys, a coaching change before Yzerman goes. That is what needs to happen. Steve Yzerman is not the problem.
Didn't he already make one? But hold on. He had a chance to let Lalonde go last year. Did he? No. Well, it's on you. Now all of a sudden you're going to do what? Like the NHL tradition where guys get capped six games into a season. I don't understand that. If you're one cold stretch early in the year from firing your coach, fire him in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he even there?
Yeah. Firing him in 3 games or 10 games into the season. Yeah, that really didn't make a...
Kenny, what do you make of the Lalonde situation? Is he on that thin of ice in your mind?
Absolutely. I wanted him fired at the end of last year. So for me, if we're not, you know, sniffing playoff contention by the trade deadline, I don't want him anywhere near this team. Yeah, okay, he's on very thin ice with me.
So by the deadline, you're not going to do one of these Berube deals where you're let go 6 games into the season.
Okay, well, if they start to slide, like, remember the Blues? That's always the example I hear. The Blues, and I think 19, fired their head coach after being in last place for a month or two, whatever it was. If that's the case, then absolutely. But I don't see that. That's a crazy town. But, yes, he's on thin ice.
You going to win tonight?
Yeah, of course we are. Pittsburgh's on a back-to-back. Come on.
All right, I'm asking you. You know, I may want to dabble. I may want to dabble in the pucks.
Are you doing the minus the goal and a half? What are we talking here?
No.
There's no value on the money line.
Minus 128.
All right.
That's better than you're telling me you're going to win. There's plenty of value.
Maybe you parlay that at Detroit Sweep.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Buy one, get one. Yes.
Rico now sounds like Snoop Dogg. The answer is no.
For shizzle.
No, not that one. I'm talking our drop. Right. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your calls and ticket texts coming up next. Get back to the Tigers later in the hour. It's 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, we'll get to the people. We'll get back to the Tigers in a little bit. Wings opening night. They're the 11th choice in the East, betting odds-wise. For FanDuel, I've asked the question. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs now, what do you say about Yzerman? Hey, look, using the F word, it's just not applicable. It's just not going to happen. But I think you'd absolutely, for the devotees, the Yzer plan would have been a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to change his ways if they don't make the playoffs. Because, yeah, his work is part of what put him here. At a certain point, you don't get to say how hard the rebuild was or what he inherited. You got to stand on your own 2 feet. Well, here, as Ice Cube once said, here's what they think about you. 11th? If this team finishes 10th or 11th in the East, there has to be an ideological change how to do business.
Yeah.
Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. Go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, how you doing, man? Longtime good. Wings fan and real. I want to focus on one piece of it. I think you guys hit the nail on the head. I'm really frustrated. I feel like the league is passing us by because every season there's more and more young kids getting drafted in the first and second rounds of drafts previous that we're seeing. And I'm still waiting to see Marco Casper, Nate Danielson, Sebastian Cosa. And it just, I have to stand and look at Jeff Petrie, who's a beer league road cone playing defense. So I share your frustration. And it really bothers me, that one piece of it. I understand we have cap room. I understand there needs to be philosophical changes. I'm struggling with watching other teams bring kids up and having them be productive at the NHL level, and our guys are scoring 25 or 30 down in Grand Rapids. So I was just hoping you guys could kind of give a little bit more talk about that and how you feel.
Well, it's part of what we talked about with the Tigers. I mean, the plan is the plan. We're just going to wait for the kids.
Yeah.
Now, look, what happened with the Tigers, it's totally accidental. I think the thought process would be maybe next year they would have gotten a lift, or by certainly the year after. With the Wings, it sounds like, no, we're not going to go out and get a goalie. Whenever Kosa or even further out Augustine is ready, well, that's when we'll have one. Well, we're not going to go out and make a big, bold move up front. We're not going to sign guys to term because we have Nate Danielson. We'll wait for Casper. Yeah. Look, it just felt like the plan for both these teams was the very same, except there's no such thing as goalie chaos in hockey.
Right, but it also, you know, it's systemic because you look at the common denominator, and I think that maybe that was the edict that came down from the owner of we're not going to go crazy spending. We're going to develop youth. And we're going to take our time with this.
Yeah, but
maybe they know that.
Hockey, there's a cap, and it's a poverty sport. Baseball's different. There's no cap.
Right.
I'd agree with you there. But, like, hockey, I mean, Kenny, how Kenny's screening the calls. I was going to say is, like, they had so much cap space. Now, they had to pay Sider. They had to pay Raymond. We know this. There's no issue there. But it's what they did with the rest of it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. No, at a certain point, you have to give term and you have to sign players that can help you.
And I guess because they got so close, the rationale was, how about we just run it back and not lose a couple games in the middle of the season, and that'll be enough to get us into the playoffs. Once we get into the playoffs, anything can happen. Because that's what it looked like. We're just going to run this thing back. I think we had a playoff team last year. Yes, we lost to Arizona, and that's probably the reason why we're not in this thing.
Well, you also lost the Caps.
I know, but it was just when you lost to them and they were a bad team. Matter of fact, right after you beat them, they ended up leaving town.
Yeah, bro, you lost to everybody.
I understand. I mean,
what were they, like 5-17 their last 22?
No, I understand. But I'm saying they thought we're close. We're going to run this thing back. And it looks like how they handled the offseason. I don't agree with it.
Well, fine. And if it doesn't work, then I'm sorry. There has to be accountability and on some
right
level.
There, right there.
Go to Terry, 97.1. What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to pretty much talk about what you just brought up. You know, I wonder how much Steve Yzerman's hands are tied because of Chris Illich. Yes, I agree the plan's not working. Something's got to change. I believe the coaching staff has got to change, and that is on Steve Yzerman. But, you know, there's a lot of similarities, like you talked about, between the Tigers and the Red Wings. Bring the Red guys in. They've got a ton of money to spend, no big free agent splashes, no moves, and they're letting the young guys play. I want to say, obviously, Yzerman has some explaining to do, and he's definitely got – he should be on the hot seat here, but so should Chris Illich.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's no hot seat for owners.
Right.
And look, you could say hot seat.
I agree.
I just don't believe anything's going to happen to Yzerman, but it would just be a conversation amongst fans like, hey, we know you're here and we want you to succeed, but you got to change. They have to make the playoffs this year. And if they don't, I'm sorry. But, like, why have the product if it's just an endless runway? Well, you know, by year 7, we'll get it right. Come on. I mean, what are we talking about? Look, if the and I'm not doing a direct comp, because a once in 50 year or twice in 130 years run that the Tigers have been on, it's not fair to act like that's expected. It's not. But the fact that the Tigers are about to be in the ALCS and we're in year 6 and we've had so much patience and so much, you know, enthusiasm about the Red Wings. If they don't deliver after 6 years, well, you're watching the Tigers maybe go to the World Series. Come on. Come on.
No, Mike, I'm
not making... you. It was more rhetorical.
No, I get it, because at that point you have to make a change and say, you know what? Yzerman's plan is not working out. Because you don't get 10 years to fix this. Not in modern day sports.
David, ticket text.
Well, let me say this before we got text here, because while you're right, it's not realistic to say he's going to get fired. It is just disappointing as a fan when you go into the offseason and conversations with Kenny and you read about the Wings and different things, and you're like, okay, well, they need to get rid of Andrew Copp. Well, he's still on the roster. They got You talked about it. Jeff Petrie, a defenseman, still. Why is he still here? And at goalie, they didn't get better in my mind from everything I've read and everything I've seen. So on that surface, it's like, then what are we doing here? If we can't have the, as fans, if we can't call for things to be better and actually see it be better, then yes, someone should be fired. But in reality, that's just not going to happen here. It's just not.
It's just endless runway.
Yeah.
Go ahead with a few ticket texts, and then we'll get back to business.
Completely agree with you all. It is time to raise expectations. The major issue I have is zero infusion of rookies beyond Evanson, who technically does not count.
Well, maybe it'll be a repeat of the Tiger. If you get to the deadline, you get rid of some vets, you call up the kids, and then they'll all turn into Wayne Gretzky. That's totally explainable. I mean, that's basically what the Tigers did. Let's get rid of everybody good, and now everyone we call up is Honus Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Islanders, Penguins, and Carolina. Odds are way too high. Wings are better than all those teams. Carolina lost a lot.
Okay, great. Then that would bring you to being the ninth choice.
Yzerman should be fired, and Alone should go with him if they do not make the playoffs. Nick in Farmington. Heels.
Yeah, it gets to a point. Look, he ain't ever getting fired, but there would have to just be, look, your way doesn't work. So fix it.
Yeah.
248-539-97. Let's hope we don't have to have those shows. How about that? How about the team just plays well and defies expectations?
They're the next one that we're sitting here talking about, an improbable run.
Right. We traded all the vets. Everyone who came up was Patrick Waugh. All right, so let's get back to business. Tigers, about an hour away from pregame. We'll walk you right up to it. Wings home opener tonight. They've pushed the game back because of the Tigers. So nice job by them. It's packed in downtown Detroit. I'm a little nervous. We'll reset everything top of the hour. But here's one thing I wanted to ask you guys. David, Kenny, Rico. We don't need to take calls on this one. Three stats, three numbers. Which of these is the most crazy or impressive or the one that stops you in your tracks the most? You ready?
Yep.
The first one is 11. The Cleveland Guardians have lost 11 straight elimination games. Never extending a series. You get their back against the wall, you suplex them through it. 11 straight elimination games they've lost. That's one. Two, the number 20. The Detroit Tigers currently have a 20-inning shutout streak going against Cleveland Guardians. 20. That is unfathomable. Even when the Tigers had Verlander and Scherzer and Porcello, you couldn't pull that off. 20 straight innings shutting out the Guardians. Or the third stat, triple zeros. The first playoff series since the 1905 World Series to feature three straight shutouts. Which of those three stats is the one that really gets it gets the denim moving?
I think probably the Guardians elimination games, because that's
11 straight.
That's over time. That's a pattern.
That takes work to suck
right.
That bad.
Like, you know, three games, yeah, it can happen. You can get lucky. Okay, I get that. But yeah, to
11.
Go 11 times, you would think at some point you would find a way. Now, the scoreless thing is also one of those, man, I mean, yeah, just you would think that you could at least scratch across a run. You get a timely hit.
All right, this isn't Ponderosa. You can't have every.
No, one.
Okay,
the first one.
One.
First.
David, which of the three cues up your moaning drop? Which of those three you went, wait, what?
It's definitely the 11th straight for the Cleveland
Guardians. All right, you and Rico are on the same page.
I am with that one as well, because it leads me to believe what we're going to do next for the Detroit Tigers.
What, break their streak and go to game five?
No, we're, you know, go to the World Series. So this is the first time.
Don't worry. We'll reset Rico's bold take here in the 5 o'clock. Kenny, which of the three got the biggest reaction from you?
I'm on the 20 straight scoreless. Primarily because it's a trend. What you guys are describing are trends, but it's a trend that's happening right now with these two current teams in their current forms. I don't want to go back to last year, the year before that, or the year before that with the Guardians.
And
I
again, it's 20 straight. Now. Kenny, it's 20 straight. You didn't have a complete game in there. Right? It's not like you had Nolan Ryan go out and throw 138 pitches and just blank somebody. You've done this with a collection of dudes that were working at the tile aisle at Lowe's. It's remarkable. It's pieced over three games, and it's put you in this position. Yeah, that one does it. I mean, look, I know it's not getting any love here, but it did surprise me. Three shutouts the first three games of a series hasn't been done since 1905. I mean, yes, baseball's that old of a sport. That one jumps out and you go, wait a minute. At no point in the history of this sport have you had a series where the loser didn't score a run in the first three games. That just seems implausible. Seems impossible, to be honest. But yes, it's probably one or two. I do lean scoreless streak just based on at some point a ball bounces off of somebody's ass and goes into right, or it hits the chalk, or a throw, you know, like a throw hits Keith Olbermann's mom like Chuck Knobloch did at Yankee Stadium. Like something crazy. No, seriously, he threw an errant ball and drilled Keith Olbermann's mom in the face. You can look it up. It's a real thing. The point is, at some point, some kind of bleep happens.
But that's why you said I can only pick one. That's why I went with the 11, because three games, yes, that is something. But 11 times, and you could not, no one could be a hero.
How can you be that gutless over 11 playoff series? That in a closeout game, you don't even fight, you get close.
And they've had players. It's not like they've had just a poverty roster, and they still couldn't get it done.
Just some fun stats. We will reset actual topics at the top of the hour because I woke up feeling nervous and Rico has just woken up, you know, highly favored and anointed. He's doing BOGOs out here. We will discuss all of it. David, a couple of ticket texts and then we'll get it going and lead you up to pregame.
It's got to be 20 straight shutout innings. That's something you think you see from the 90s Braves pitching, yet we're getting it from a bunch of guys that couldn't even cut it in AAA. Unreal, Joey Infantin.
Yes.
He's exactly right. Someone says, I am driving up north. I pass exit 151, and it's called Reese. It's a sign. I'm betting the Tigers to win 5-1.
Or it's just a hilljack town. But either way, just saying. And yes, Reese Olson is your starter tonight, not your opener. According to AJ, this is not a opener deal. This is a straight start. They're going to let him roll. Now, is he lying? Potentially, because that's good managing. That's you're playing poker. And you've already outmanaged vote. You've got them on the defensive. I still believe, Rico, if Reese Olson got himself in trouble, he'd be pulled in the second inning. Or he'd be... I just don't think they're going to leave him out there like a normal starting pitcher and be down 3-0 in the fourth. I still don't see that, but it's very interesting. They're altering chaos, not opener to bulk. They're going with a starter.
And if you're Cleveland, you got to think, we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. You will do something. You're not just going to go out there and throw him 5-6 innings. No.
Hold on, Rico. They fell for it yesterday.
Which is why you don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe the second time.
He's saying Stephen Vogt isn't going to burn his hand on the stove twice.
Okay, right. Well, we'll see.
Hey, David, you saw Beverly Hills Cop, right? Hey, we're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
By the way, I know it's not relevant today. What the hell's going on with your Joker 2? People are saying it's the worst movie ever made. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You demanded the sequel. Now look what you got.
I didn't demand the first one.
People are walking out of the theaters.
I didn't ask for it. It's a musical.
Oh, hell no.
With Lady Gaga.
Also didn't ask for that.
No one did.
Okay.
No one.
That's actually the Rotten Tomatoes review of Joker 2, the Kenny Whoopi cushion.
No one asked for that.
All right, let's reset everything. We got playoff baseball, game 4 ALDS. I'll give you how I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Rico's going to tell you you've already won the World Series. It's going to be quite a 5 o'clock hour.
Yep, I'm reserving my seat right now.
248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.